I am Hannah Forden, and I'm here with Liza Hamm, and we are very excited to talk to our guest, Eddie Hernandez.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be in Charleston.
Of course.
I love this place.
What could be bad? There's food, and it's beautiful outside.
Good company.
Exactly. So Eddie is a native of Monterrey, Mexico, and is a former drummer who aspired to be a rock star. And he is the executive chef at Taqueria del Sol in Memphis and Atlanta, where he brings together Mexican, Southern, and Southwestern flavors, along with his partner, Mike Clank. He also started Piggy Bank Dinners, which raises money and awareness for the Southern Foodways Alliance. Really excited to hear more about that.
Thank you.
But first...
Oh, look, here's some of my friends. Crossroad guys, huh? I like them.
So first we're going to talk about your newest project, which is your cookbook.
Thank you. We'll be glad to talk about that.
Turnip Greens and Tortillas?
That's correct.
And when's it coming out?
It'll be out April 10th.
Okay.
That's a national release day. It's already in Amazon for pre-order.
Okay.
And thank everybody for buying it. I mean, it's selling really well right now. I think turnip greens and tortillas is an example of how people like myself will come to another country and embrace other cultures and try to, cook in a way that maybe is native to me and manipulated the food and do something else with it. I love Southern food.
Okay, good.
I'm a sucker for a good chicken fried steak.
You're in the right place.
So was it a big detour from the restaurant? Like, do you have to sort of take yourself away from a little bit of working on it to really focus on doing something different when you put a cookbook together?
No, I actually did not. Susan Packett, who is my editor and co-wrote the book with me, we were able to work at our own pace, and it didn't affect me overseeing the restaurants, and it helped her to keep working on some things. She also wrote a book, so we had a really good team. It was fun.
Okay.
It took a long time to put together, but I think it's going to be a really good book.
Do you have a highlight from it, a favorite part of it?
From the book?
Mm-hmm.
Pictures. It has great pictures. But also this, it has a great stories. You want me to share one?
I would love for you to share a story.
Yeah, when I used to live in Houston, when I was still a drummer, I went to Waco. I had some relatives in Waco. And I went to a restaurant that was owned by a friend of mine, and he had a waitress named Cindy. Now, I didn't speak no English whatsoever. The waitress did not speak any Spanish. I was determined to ask her to go out with me, so I went to the kitchen and I said, "Benny, how can I tell this girl to go to the movies with me?" And he said, "Just go, Cindy, you want to go to the movies with me?" And I said, "Cool." I ran to the dining room and I said, "Cindy." And she came and I said, "Cindy, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy." I forgot how to say it. So I ran back to the kitchen and I said, "Benny, I forgot." He told me. I went back to the restaurant. After three tries, I finally was able to say, "Can you want to go to the movies?" So she did. And the next day he said, "Hey, what did you guys talk about?" And I said, "Oh, I would like to find that out too." Because I didn't know anything about it. And the stories like that are on the book. And that's what makes the book good.
Yep. Okay. So how long did it take you actually to work?
3.5 years.
3.5 years?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can write a book faster than that, but you won't do a good job.
Yeah.
You need to take your time and do it right and build something that people will enjoy.
Got it.
A book is not for me. It's for the people.
Okay, good. So now do you think that finishing the book has influenced to do things at all differently in the restaurant?
No, not really. I mean, most of the recipes that we do in the restaurants are in the book. Plus some other recipes that are not in the restaurant, like some of the blue plates and specials, where really we can showcase how to do Southern food Mexican way.
Excellent. And I wanted to change the subject a little bit. So as we mentioned, you were born in Mexico and you moved to the U.S. when you were 16.
Uh-huh.
And I'm curious, as both an immigrant and as a restaurateur, how are you perceiving the changes in our political climate and our immigration? Are you feeling a tone change with your staff or with other, Latin American restaurateurs?
Actually, for the most part, everybody is the same.
Yeah.
I don't I don't see them different colors. I see people for who they are. And I embrace it. You know, I embrace it, the South, really good. And I'm a proud, you know, Southern boy, per se. You know, immigration is always going to be a problem. You know, we're not the only country with a problem on immigration. Mm-hmm. So does Mexico, so does Venezuela and Colombia, and everywhere else in the world. We're not unique on that respect. I think we emphasize more on that, more than we should just, you know, we have laws.
Yeah.
And we should respect the law. And that's my only opinion is, if we have a law, then we need to go by the law. If you cannot agree on that, then you need to move on.
Yeah, fair enough.
But the restaurants are always changing. One of my biggest things with food in general is that people who do Mexican food, they don't do it the way we actually do it in Mexico. Yeah, they wanna do cheap stuff. Mm-hmm. In Mexico, there's no burritos in Mexico. There's no nachos in Mexico. So why did they say that there's Mexican food is beyond me.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, when you read my book, you will come to understand that Mexican food is such a complex thing, because a lot of people don't understand that Mexico was influenced by France for so many years. But if you look at Louisiana was influenced by the French just as much as Mexico did. So we have a lot of things in common. And you go to the southwest of Mexico, where southwestern food came around. Southwestern food is all it is Mexican food with French techniques. In Mexico, we get the French living forever with us. We learn as much as we could, and a Cinco de Mayo, we throw them out of the country. We're done.
There you go. So where did you first start deciding to sort of fuse the Southwestern, Southern, and Mexican all together?
It was my partner's idea. He thought that the mashup of Mexican food and Southern food was something unique that was not available then. And people really embrace it, and we're very happy.
Excellent. Well, we're running out of time, but before we lose you, I want to know, where is your favorite place to eat in Charleston?
Ooh, Home Team Barbecue.
Ooh, okay.
Good.
That's one. I love their beans. Not only do they have great meats, but their beans are really good.
Mm. It's all about the sides.
Yes. And we're going to, what's the name of the place we're going tonight? We're going to another place.
We wanted to hear a little bit about the piggy bank dinners.
Oh, so piggy bank dinners is something that we do really well for the Southern Food Alliance way. We're without a doubt the biggest donors to the SFA. We really believe in what they do. We're really good friends with John T. Piggy banks are done all over the place. We bring chefs from other states in the United States, and we do dinners, and everything we raise, 100%, we give it away.
That's so fantastic.
When's the next one?
Huh?
Do you know when the next one will be?
The next one is going to be in Atlanta. Okay. We're going to do a retro dinner this time.
Okay.
And where can we find more information if people wanted to attend?
It's on the SFA website. Also on our website, taqueriadelsol.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Eddie. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I really enjoyed this.
Excellent. And we want to thank our sponsors, Springer Mountain Farms, The Big Green Egg, Wisconsin Cheese, and the Julia Child Foundation for making our tour to Charleston possible.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Thanks, Eddie.
You're welcome.